Now, with tomatoes and other fresh produce, J. Calvert Farms in Coleman, Alabama is ready to serve you. Located at 30 County Road 260, Coleman, Alabama, you can go to their website at jcalvertfarms.com and follow them on Facebook and Instagram at J. Calvert Farms. Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farms in Coleman, Alabama. Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore, Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com. I encourage you to use Coronation for all your tailoring and alterations needs, but don't take it from me. How about from our friend Marty Rabin, lead singer of Shenandoah?
You know, you can't find anybody to hem a pair of pants for you, to pick anything up, but man, not only, you know, can they do that over their shop, she even made me a jacket. You know, a stage jacket that I wear. Got another one in mind for her to do for me here in probably a couple months. If you're looking for somebody to take care of that, your hem jobs, your alterations and all that other kind of stuff, Coronation. I guarantee you won't go bad. C-O-R-A Nation. It's fantastic. She and them gals in there do an absolutely wonderful job.
Located at 402 West Forest Street in Athens, Alabama, you can contact Coronation at 256-444-0077.
Hey, everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today. Today on The Mark White Show, we're lifting up a man who's facing one of life's most difficult battles, and he's doing it with courage, faith, and a deep love for his family. Timmy Pickett is a husband, a father, and a friend to many, and right now he's in need of something that most of us never imagine we'll have to ask for, a kidney. Timmy is living with kidney failure and is currently searching for a living donor with O-positive blood. As you can imagine, this has deeply affected his daily life, but he's not giving up hope. He's stepping forward not just for himself, but for the people who love him, his wife, his children, and everyone who calls him family. Today, we want to share Timmy's story. We want to shine a light on what it means to need help in this way and how each of us has the potential to make a life-saving difference. Timmy, thank you for being here with us today.
Thank you for having me.
So, Timmy, let's start with your story, your background. What type of work do you do? And talk about your family a little bit.
I work in a steel foundry for the last 10 years. I have three kids. One's 18, one's 11, one's 2. Been married for 15 years. Found out when I was 30 about this, I had this disease.
had it been a family history of kidney disease in your family? You're the first one, or did you know someone else?
It's hereditary. It's my grandmother's got it, and my mother's got it.
Had they had to have kidney donors as well?
They're on dialysis.
Have you had dialysis at this point?
Not yet.
What are some things that you like to do when you're feeling good?
Going and taking my boys fishing or hunting, just playing outside.
How old are you right now?
I'll be 40 Friday.
So you've known for 10 years that you've had this kidney disease?
Yes.
10 years now. Was it something that you expected when you were younger or thought about because you saw your mom and grandmom with kidney disease?
I really never thought about having it because I didn't have no signs. It showed up when I was 30. We done a health fair at work, and I got the blood, did the blood test, and it come back that the kidney function was low.
And what were the first steps that you took once you found out that you had an issue like that?
I started going to see a kidney doctor, and I didn't really like him, so I moved up to a kidney specialist up in Nashville. He's a real good doctor up there.
And what's your current health situation right now, since you're not on dialysis, but yet you've still got this issue?
I got my kidneys are, GFR is 14. My doctor told me if you could get a kidney transplant, it would do better without starting dialysis. Like the kidney would do better. That's what he told me.
How did this diagnosis change your perspective on life?
Well, I'm just afraid something might happen and me ended up leaving them behind.
Do you know what the process is for a potential donor, what they have to go through to give you their kidney?
They have to go through the Vanderbilt transplant website and then fill out a survey, and they're supposed to get in touch with them and go from that.
And so you're on the list at Vanderbilt right now?
Yes.
Is that the only place?
Yes.
Where are you from, actually?
Pulaski.
Pulaski, okay, not too far away. What inspired you to put this call for help out publicly, to take the steps that you have so far?
It's just with the numbers getting low. I see my mother and my grandmother, they struggle with dialysis 3 times a week. It's real hard on them. And I was just hoping I could find one. That way I didn't have to put my kids through it.
What has been the response so far?
I've had a few people reach out. Had a few that said they filled out the survey and checking.
I know when your daughter created that flyer that we shared, now has been shared over 500 times.
Yes, sir.
Thousands of people have seen it. And hopefully what will happen is that person who's going to be a match for you will come forward and be a donor for you. Does that give you hope to see it being shared like that from people that care, that people are actually caring about you?
Yes.
When you started seeing how many people were sharing it, what were you thinking?
Well, I got to thinking, I was like, that's a lot of nice people out there. I mean, people that still care.
What do you want people to understand about your position that you're in right now?
I feel like being on the list, it's a mind thing. Like, you're sitting here waiting on a phone call, but at the same time, you don't want the phone call because somebody else has had to pass away for you to get one of those. So I pray for a donor to come to me, and I can get a live donor kidney. That way nobody else has to lose their life.
What would you say to someone who's thinking about becoming a living kidney donor, not just for you, but anyone in need?
You're given a second chance of life.
I know it takes a lot for a person to take that step, but I've also read a lot about how a person can live with one kidney.
Yes, sir.
So there is that ability that a person has to be able to live a healthy life after donating.
Yes.
And that can save your life.
Yes.
In the process. So we've got your phone number out there on a flyer, the information that we want to give people. What do we want to tell them to be able to make a donation? How can they be a donor for you right now?
I just go to the Vanderbilt site and I think it's you click on the living donor, and I believe my name on there is under James T. Pickett. James is my first name.
All right, folks, so you can go to VanderbiltHealth.com, and then under the program, Kidney Transplant, You can then register to be a donor for Timmy. And I know that his family would appreciate your support right now to be a donor for him. This is something that he's had to live with now for 10 years. He's not on dialysis yet, but he's seen his mom and his grandmother on dialysis 3 days a week. We don't want him to get to that point. So if there's someone out there who can donate to Timmy, be a donor for Timmy Pickett. I know that it would be something that would change your life, change his, and be a benefit to both of you for the giving and the receiving end of it. Timmy, is there anything else you'd like to add as far as anybody that's out there that's considering being a donor?
Just thank you for sharing and sharing the post and caring enough to consider.
Timmy, I appreciate you coming on the show today, and I'm in your corner. Anything we can do to try to help, I'm going to continue to try to share the flyer. We'll try to get people on board for you to be donors, and so we're working to do that. And, of course, you mentioned Ruger when you came in the door here to my wife's shop, and Ruger has over 100 people now that have signed up to try to be a donor for this 9-year-old, and, of course, that's important. And then we had Maria that came on the show that she's looking for a donor. We have a lot of people out there who are seeking donors, and we want to try to help each and every one of them, and I appreciate your concern for both Maria and Ruger as well.
Yes.
When we come back, I'll be joined by Lisa Johnston from Ardmore, Alabama, as she shares about a special cruise-in fundraiser for Michael Burnett taking place on August 16th in Ardmore. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today. Hydration Lounge in Athens, Alabama offers IV therapy and an array of injectionables. We offer on-site appointments, walk-in or book online, as well as mobile appointments, events, and parties. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhome. Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
This is William Lee Golden with the Oak Ridge Boys. I want to invite you to join Mark White on The Mark White Show and find out how to be encouraged in life, regardless of who you are.
And we're back. You are listening to The Mark White Show, where we shine a light on those making a difference in their communities. Today, I'm joined by Lisa Johnston, a friend, community leader, and one of the people stepping up to support someone in desperate need. On August 2nd, Michael Burnett was severely injured in a tragic accident that left him with burns over 70% of his body.
Now in the ICU in Nashville, Michael faces a long road to recovery, and Lisa is here to talk about Michael, the impact he's had on those around him, and the upcoming Cruise In fundraiser organized to rally support for him and his family. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Lisa.
Thank you.
So as we get some insight on where you come from, let's talk about yourself, your background.
I have lived in the Ardmore community for the last 31 years. We own a small family-owned business there, have contact with a lot of people. That's how we met Michael. Around maybe 7 years ago, we met him, and we just try to support the community in different things as we can. We reach out with the different organizations and just help where we can.
And what inspires you to give in this way, to be part of the community in this way?
Several years ago, we went through a tragic time as a family, and the support that we received from our community and family and friends just kind of has laid it on our hearts to give back. And we try to make a difference where we can.
Coming from the Ardmore community, what do you believe is the greatest strength of that area, living there for so long?
The difference that the people make, with it being a small community, the people are always there. They rally around each other. Anytime anything happens, anytime anyone needs anything, they step up, they help, they make a difference. You know, and it's great to be a part of that community.
You mentioned that you know Michael. What kind of person is Michael?
Michael is one of the nicest people that you would ever want to meet in your life. I mean, he's very easygoing. He's just a very generous person, always willing to help, very talented. He's just an overall great guy. I've never heard anyone say anything bad against Michael. It's everyone, if you mention Michael's name, has something good to say about him, has something good to say about the work that they've seen that he's done. Michael specializes in restoration of old vehicles, and the talent that he has is absolutely amazing. I actually had one guy tell me yesterday that he saw a vehicle that Michael had restored. He said it honestly looked better when Michael finished it than it did the day it came off the showroom floor. And he's a remarkable guy. And, you know, for him to be going through this is just heartbreaking.
Having that connection with Michael, what was your first thought? What went through your mind when you found out what had happened to him?
I mean, I just heartbroken, absolutely heartbroken that it happened. I mean, he just, you know, I, like a lot of others, heard it. There's so many people to notify. His wife made a post on Facebook, and that's how we found out within just a few hours of it happening. And it's just heartbreaking, you know. I mean, it still is to know the condition that he's in and the road ahead to recovery. It's hard.
Knowing your community in the way that you do and the way that you spoke of it, and then speaking of Michael, I can see where it was not hard for you to step up. But what actually caused you to say, let's do this cruise in for Michael and his family?
My husband is actually the president of a local car club in North Alabama, Southern Tennessee, and has a wide outreach, and a lot of friends are involved, and we knew that we had to do something with him being a business owner, and his wife also owns her own business. Both of them are out of work. Bills still come in, and things have to be taken care of, and you know, we just knew they needed help. So it was just, you know, there really wasn't any thinking about it. It's like, let's do this. you know, let's do this. And the support that we've received in the last 48 hours of contacting people, I don't even know why I'm surprised. I mean, it is amazing at the way people have stepped up and are supporting everything and willing to help.
Beyond raising money, what do you hope that this event accomplishes for Michael and his family?
I would say that I hope it shows him how much he is loved in the community and how much a part of it that he is. But I think he already knows that with everything that he's seeing and everything that people's doing. And I just hope it, you know, I know it will. He'll continue to give back to the community like he's always done.
This cruise-in fundraiser for Michael Burnett is taking place Saturday, August 16th from 4 to 8 p.m. at Old Town Cafe. That's 30440 Ardmore Avenue in Ardmore, Alabama. For those who may not be able to make it to the cruise-in that are listening beyond this area, how can they support Michael and his family right now?
We have a Venmo account set up, and you can get on your Venmo account and at Let It Shine CM, and it is Christina Guzman. All proceeds from the Venmo account that you make will go directly into their account. There has also been a bank account set up at First National Bank in Ardmore. All you have to do is go in and just tell them that you're there to deposit into the Michael Burnett Fund, and they will take care of everything.
What would you say to someone going through a difficult time like Michael right now, your message of hope to a person listening?
Keep your head up. Keep smiling. Keep praying. Somebody out there is going to give you a helping hand and lift you up.
And if Michael were to hear this interview, what would you say to him right now?
We love him. We love his family. We're here. Anything that they need, we're here to support them.
Is there anything else you would like to share about the event or Michael's journey or what people can do to support the family right now?
We've just been made aware of this morning. There will actually be a live auction during the cruise-in. If you'll check the Facebook page and look for cruise-in fundraiser for Michael Burnett, it's a public event that everyone can see. We are constantly going to update it with items that will be auctioned off. It's open to the public. We have plenty of parking for everyone. We would love to see you all come out and support this event.
So that was Lisa Johnston, a shining example of the power of community and compassion. And if you'd like to support Michael Burnett and his family, make plans to attend the cruise-in fundraiser on Saturday, August 16th from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. at Old Town Cafe in Ardmore, Alabama. Every gesture of support, every dollar raised, and every prayer spoken brings hope. And we appreciate you listening to this segment. And Lisa, thank you for coming over here to do this interview with me today.
Mark, thank you so much. We really appreciate your help.
Absolutely. Folks, here on the Mark White Show, we are recognizing difference makers, and we're sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you are encouraged and inspired by today's show, and that you'll decide that you want to make a difference and impact in your community. And I want you to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram so you can stay in tune with the needs of other people. I want you to also subscribe to the podcast. I appreciate each and every one of you listening to the show today. And this is Mark White, encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction. Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Demo the kitchen. Go tour the Dream College. We can help you get to those moments that matter. Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown.